How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and today I want to share another idea to help you become more conscious, more aware, and to also help you improve your worldly relations with people. So the idea is this: I just want you to try your best and of being aware and alert next time that you find yourself in a situation which you can sense is going to lead to a huge argument, to a huge fight with somebody. So if you find yourself in this situation, I just want you to do your best to try to recognize where this is about to head, where it's about to lead, and just to take a deep breath. And if the person has started to engage with you and is unleashing their fury on you, give them your pure attention. You know, just listen, hear them out as best as you can, while inside, inwardly, try to remain calm and cool. And as soon as the person is finished, just thank them for expressing how they feel, how they think, and then let them know if you could please have 24 hours to let this sink in, that you need 24 hours to let it, to really think it over, and that the next day you'll get back in touch with them and let them know your response. So why is this idea significant? First of all, with the time of 24 hours, you'll create the necessary space for you to maybe come to an objective understanding of the situation. So just with the time, you're gonna not only give yourself that physical distance and space from the situation, so that will also allow you to maybe calm down if you did start to become identified with that situation, and you could feel already, you know, your heart beating faster, like you're already becoming emotionally identified. So the space in that way is significant, in that it will allow you to just calm down. And throughout the next 24 hours, what I want you to do is also just to become an alert, passive observer of your inner space. Just notice what is happening as far as your emotions, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And just try to be like if you're a watcher on the hills, like if you were just on this hill or mountain and you're just observing what's going down below, which all the activity going down with your thoughts and emotions, and up here you're just passively observing. Because what we're trying to do is also not only create that physical space from the situation of time and distance, but also inwardly creating the psychological space to observe what's going on within us. So hopefully after this little experiment, the following day you may come with this space that you created, you may come to see things much more differently than if you would have allowed yourself to become consumed by the moment of the day prior. So you will be able to see things more objectively. So then you could see whether what that person was expressing, you'll be able to see whether there was any truth to it. And if there was some truth to it, then you can thank them for it and apologize and offer a solution to the problem. So you can automatically see how that can improve your relationship with people. Maybe even save a relationship. So that's pretty amazing. And then also I want you, the takeaway from it here is also just to see how space is so important to see something objectively. So this will help you see how important it is for you to create that inner space, being able to observe things clearly within yourself so that you can act more intelligently, act with more consciousness. So that's the main takeaway. And I want to also say that I know this is very difficult, you know, because in an argument, you know, our old habitual patterns will operate, and especially if they're emotional patterns, because our emotions are so fast. It's much faster than our thinking. It's very challenging not to be consumed by them. So this is going to be a practice that you should carry into your life, you know, it's for the rest of your life if need be. And your next goal will be to just infuse your life with awareness and learn to create that space within you of the observer and the observed, having the observer and an observed side. And traditionally, there's many ways of doing that. You know, there's many mindfulness practices, meditation. Meditation, what that helps you do is to create that observer that I speak about, strengthening your attention to have it be able to be, like I told you, that watcher on the hills that can just observe anything going on below it and maintain that perspective, that awareness. So the more that you do that, the more that you'll be able to live from that perspective of awareness, of intelligence, and you'll just be able to handle life much more intelligently with your own inner life and then with the outer world. Because that is the problem, is that we are just too identified to our thoughts, to our feelings, to our bodies, that we have become completely lost in those identifications. We take them to be who we are, when in reality we are just the pure awareness, the pure intelligence, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. But the problem is that our attention, our consciousness, is object oriented. It's our attention and awareness is just automatically drawn to these objects. And the problem is that our identity is not an object. It's objectless. It's in the, as a presence. But the better you become at becoming self-aware, as I mentioned, slowly you'll start to shift your awareness from objects to the objectless observer. So that was the idea for today. Like I mentioned before, with these videos, my idea is just to share an idea or an insight that you can apply in your life, that you can contemplate and apply, and then you'll get your own verification from your own experience. So don't ever believe anything that I say blindly. You know, practice it, and you'll be able to verify whether there's any truth to it or not for your own self. So besides that, I just want to wish you guys a great day, and I hope you find these little videos valuable. If you do, give it a thumbs up, because that helps other people find my videos as well. And please subscribe. And if you have any other ideas or thoughts, please leave a comment, and I would really love to hear from you. And take care. Peace. God bless.